favorite SBS music station is here.
SBS Pop Euro.
Filled with Eurovision hits non-stop.
You want more?
The hits you know and the hits you'll want to know.
On DAB Radio, online,
the SBS audio app
and SBS On Demand.
You're listening to SBS News.
I know these stars above the ocean. No new skies call me by name.
For many people, the magic of an animated movie is one of the earliest memories that stays with you. But what happens when that magic isn't accessible to everyone? After 4 years in the making, Disney Animation has released three animated musical sequences from beloved films, Encanto, Frozen 2, and Moana 2, in American Sign Language. Bringing this vision to life was director Hyrum Osmond, who partnered with Deaf West Theatre in California, which engages artists and audiences with deaf culture through the power of sign. Deaf West Artistic Director DJ Kurse says this project challenges the misconception that deaf people and music don't mix. Here's Mr. Kurse voiced over by an interpreter.
Deaf people have been singing since day one. Since the beginning of filmmaking, there have been deaf people signing on camera, dancing while signing, telling stories, singing songs, and now thanks to captions and high-powered earphones and assistive technology, deaf people are more into music now than ever.
For Mr. Osmond, Songs in Sign Language is a deeply personal project.
So this was something I had floating around back in my head for a while. My father's deaf. Really, you go back to the inspiration of it. Growing up, I didn't really learn sign language and felt like kind of had a barrier connecting with my dad. And so this came about as a way to connect and bring down barriers, especially between Disney Animation and the deaf community.
Songs in Sign Language is being celebrated by deaf communities around the world, as these animations contribute to decades-long work of advocates to normalize sign as part of everyday communication. In a statement to SBS News, the CEO of Deaf Australia, Shirley Liu, said that when sign language is embedded directly into widely distributed content, it helps normalize its presence and recognizes it as a legitimate and integral language, rather than an afterthought or add-on. Although the animations use American Sign Language, she finds it encouraging from an Australian perspective to see a global corporation actively considering how to make its animation platforms more inclusive and accessible.
Australian Sign Language is a rich language with deep historical, cultural, and social significance within the deaf community. When deaf people are genuinely involved throughout the process, projects are more likely to reflect authentic deaf experiences, promote accurate understanding, and foster respect for deaf culture. This approach not only improves accessibility, but also helps educate the broader public, challenging misconceptions and strengthening recognition of the deaf community as a linguistic and cultural minority.
The statement by Ms. Liu went on to say that she believes in the importance of seeing similar content created here in Australia, but acknowledges that while initiatives like this can improve accessibility for deaf audiences, the impact depends on the scope and design of each project.
Too often, project management teams have limited knowledge of the deaf community, or OSLAN, and initiatives are created without meaningful input or contribution from deaf people themselves. This can result in well-intended projects that miss the mark culturally or linguistically. It is therefore essential to collaborate with deaf people who are native or fluent users of OSLAN, rather than relying primarily on hearing people with minimal experience or skills in sign language.
Mr. Osmond recognizes that this project sets an important precedent, as for many people, this isn't just about watching a movie, it's about experiencing the magic together. It's a reminder that inclusion isn't just about access, it's about being seen and understood.
I actually feel that it's just going to open up other possibilities that maybe haven't been thought of yet. Even in just creating this project, working through this, different ideas come, you know, different solutions. I think what was done is art. The signs that were created, the choreography that DJ and his crew created, it's less about signing specific words. It's more about the emotion and the feeling of those moments.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've give up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.